Vayter in Shas, Rimbav Abbasid of Kuf Chavah, picking up on the top of the page, first line, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav Asi. So we had said that if Yarshim bring Hanav, they do something to the estate after the father dies, but before they actually split it up, then the firstborn doesn't get a double portion in that Shevach, only if they didn't do anything to it. Obviously, then they get. So, because Amar Avun, Amar Avasi, Bechor Shemicha. Let's say the brothers want to do something to the estate, but the oldest brother says, "No, I don't want to do it. Let's split it up right now, because if we get better, I'm gonna have to pay you double from that. I'm gonna have to pay for that, and I don't want to do that. I'd rather take my double, entirely and walk away." So they say, "Don't touch it." And Micha, he protests, right? Bechor Shemicha, Micha. It works. Taka is a Macha, and if they do something with it, he gets a double inheritance with it, and he doesn't have to pay them. Amar You know, when he says this, he's talking about a case where, let's say, the estate had grapes that were growing, and the brothers, they cut them, and Zaysim Haskam of olives, and they harvested them. And even though the Bechor said, don't do it, in that case, he gets a double portion, and the Anah that comes from the stuff. Avadracham, lo. But if the brothers stepped all over the grapes and the olives, and they made them into wine, and made them into oil, then he doesn't get a double in that. Rav Yosef. Well, hold on. First of all, why is that? Because the Rashbam says they were kone b'shinoi. When they did what they did to it, they were kone it, and therefore they just have to pay back whatever it was, but not double whatever comes from it. Rav Yosef Amar Fil Dorchem, even if they were to step on it, and we're going to see not like this in a moment, but at this stage we're under the assumption and understanding that it's talking about even in that case, he's going to take a double inheritance. It takes the Bechor gives the double. So it says the Gemara, Darcham, but if they stepped on him, Mekar in Ve'ashtechamar. Originally they were grapes and now it's wine. So they did a shino in it, they required it, and therefore they shouldn't have to pay double. So it's going in Echinami. What he meant is, Kadomar of Ukva Barchama, Litin Lo Deme Hezek Anavav. It means that they have to compensate the Bechor for the damage that they did to his grapes. If the wine spilled or got spoiled, so that it was worth even less than the original, they can't go and say, you have a double loss over there. By stepping on it against his will, they stole the grapes and became chayev to him, the full value of his double portion, and they have to therefore pay him for the loss of the grapes. Hachanami here also knows a little demei hezek. Enough of even the damage for the grapes. Okay, Ahecha Itmar derav Ukva Barchama. Where was Rav Ukva Bar Chama's idea first said? As aha, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Right, it wasn't something which was necessarily that. It was said on something of Yehuda sending Shmuel. Bechor upasha sheniach lahem avim anavim. You have a firstborn, you have a regular kid. So you have two brothers. Let's say Bechor, my elder brother, and me, and we're left grapes growing in the vine by the papa. Butsham, and then the regular kid goes in. He harvests them, and we're talking about here with the older one, the Bechor. He protested. And he wanted to split it up before he harvested it, but he harvested it. Zaysim umaskim, with the same idea with olives, he harvested them. Bechor not to bishnaim, the Bechor takes bishnaim there. Afilu darucham, and even if he stepped on them, for the Gemara, darucham, but ameikara in v'yashchechamer, what do you mean? He should have to pay double because he was cornered them with the shinoi. Says the Gemara, amameruk v'chamer, litin lo demei hezek anavav. What it means is that if the wine got ruined, the brother who stepped on them, he's going to have to compensate the Bechor for the damage to the grapes. Amar Rav Asi, another din. Bechor shenot techelik kepachot. That's a Bechor took a share, but he took that of a pachot of a regular kid. He just takes part of it. One share as opposed to two. Viter, that means he's being mevater, his double inheritance over here. Says Rishbam Klomer, Rei Mochel Chelik Bechor, because Mefarsha Kamei is like he was Mochel is Chelik Bechor. My Viter, what was he Mevater when you say that he was Mevater over here? Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Viter Ba'usa Sada. He's being Mevater, his Chelik in that field alone. Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Viter Bechol and Chasim Kulam. No, Viter one place being Mevater in everything. Now, let's break that down. Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Viter Ba'usa Sada, just that field. Kasavar Ein Lo LeBechor Kodem Chalukah. He's of the opinion, Rav Papa holds, that according to Rava, the Bechor doesn't have any rights to the extra portion before they split it up. Rashbam explains that this is considered like a matana, this extra part that he has like a matana, and therefore Papa is saying that like a matana, it's not the property of the recipient until it gets to his hands. Being that that's the situation, the Bechor can't sell or give away his extra portion until actually comes time to divide when it's going to be given to him as his matana. Uma da asli day achil idach lo achil. So what? He could only be mocha things that came into his hand, not things that aren't in his hand. For Papi, for the Rav, I'm a vite bechalachas mchulon. He's not on all of them. He does have before the chalukah. It says, when he's being mochel with them, he's being mochel in everything. Right now we say this thing wasn't written out straight up. We learned it out from something, another din. There was a story about a bechor. And what did he do? Before they split up the father's Yerusha, he sold his and his brother's, the Pashat's shtickle, and then the regular one died without ever saying it was okay to sell it. Azul Yasme b'nei Pashat, and that guy, so you have two brothers, let's go brother one and brother two. Brother two dies, brother two has children, and they come, Azul Yasme b'nei Pashat l'meichal tamre, manos l'kuchos, and they go, you saw him, to eat from the dates, from the trees of the one, from the Lukuchos, the one who bought it. Machunu, the buyers, Machunu, they started to hit them. Rashbam says, Hikum, they hit them. Amar Lu Krovim, the relatives of the Yisomim, said to the buyers, Lo Mistaya Dizvantinu, it's not enough that you bought the stuff that belongs to them. Ella Mimcha Nami Machisulu. But you're also going to go ahead, you're going to hit them? Like, whoa, like chill a little bit. Also going to Rava came from the Rava. Amar Lu, he said to them, Lo Asav Lo Klum, the firstborn, the Bechor, didn't accomplish, didn't work by going and selling it because he sold it without the rights of the other brother. Peep turn the page. Kufchavim base. My sover law as a club mepalaga. So Rav, one holds meaning Rav Papi, said that Rav meant that the firstborn accomplished nothing with selling half of his own, that's the half that was going to be to him between him and his brother, he couldn't sell, but the half that was the extra stuff he was going to get, that does belong to him. Therefore, he yells that Rava says that the Bechor has rights to the extra part before they split up. He says Rava means that the firstborn didn't accomplish anything in reference to the entire thing. So it must be he yells that the first one doesn't have rights in his extra thing before they split it up. Shalchomitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, Bechor Shemachar Kodem Chalukah. The firstborn sold before they split up the thing. Lo asaklom, he didn't do anything. You saw before they split up, he didn't do nothing. Okay. Alma, what do we see from here? That ain lo lebechor kodem chalukah. According to Chalma, you don't have anything before the chalukah. V'hilchasa yishachor kodem chalukah. The halacha is, he does have rights here before the chalukah. Wow. Marzutra midrishba. From the place, he himself was a bechor. Palag betzana de pilpile beha de achim b'shava. They divided a basket of peppers equally amongst his brothers. And then he wanted to get a double share in whatever was left over. And his brothers said, no. They were mocha. Asala kebidur avashi. Amalei said to him, oh, vitarta b'miksa, since you're mevater in a little bit. Vitarta b'chol l'nechasim kulan. You're now mevater and all in the chasim. Boom. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Oh, Mayor, let's say we got Papa who says, Ish ploni b'ni b'chor lo yitel pishtayim. This one, my son, my firstborn son, shall not take a double portion. Ish ploni b'ni lo yirashim achiv, where he says, this son is not going to inherit with his brothers. Lo amaklam, he didn't say anything. You can't change what the Torah says. The Torah says he inherits. When you're dealing with the idea of Yerusha, you can't mess with Yerusha. You want to talk about matanas, meaning before the person dies, he wants to give certain things to other people as a matana, that you could do. But you can't go against what the Torah is coming and saying. Lower McClum, Shehisna al Mash, a consumatory being mass of a consumatory. Hamachal and Khatsu Banam Alpiv, but let's say a person who gives over the properties to his sons, Alpiv by his mouth, Alpeh, we're talking about a person who's like on his deathbed. As Rashbam says, the Savah Shrivmir, I'd say, will of a person dying. Ain't a Kenyan, you don't do a Kenyan, Velo Shtar, Velo Mashiach, you don't do any of that. Ella Bedibar Piv Baalmo, Kedon Shem Mitzava, Machmas Misa, Kedon Amr Lakaman, Perak Mishabes. He's doing it while he's dying. And what does he say? Machal Chosav Piv, Rib Salech and Meat Lech, if you give a little more to one and give less to others, for his Shalem is a Bechor, or he made it equal to the firstborn, he doesn't get double. Tvarf Kayam, and then we do uphold his words. They stand. Because his response of Kemish is Koach Ba'adam, Lite Mamonu Bimatana Lechomish years, and give Matana to whoever he wants. Ve'in kan matana, en kan masna mashakosa betorah, sharei lo nisha lo acher misaso klom. It's not left over after he dies anything. Lahoris labana betorah sirusha. Shiutla apshuta mishava v'achor pishnayim. But if he says that these are giving over as Yerusha, then Lomar Klivin didn't say anything because again, it's big mouth, so much as a Batara. Kasav bein betchila bein be'emsa bein besof bein shematana, if at any point he throws in the word matana over there, tvar of kayomen, then his words are kept because we call it that it is considered like a matana, and he has the ability of doing that. Okay, Lema Sisan Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say our Mishnah does not go in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, which he says that anything that goes against what the Torah says when it comes to Yerusha doesn't work. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Adav Shalmam and Tanur Kayim, he says that in reference to money, that a Tanai works even if it goes against the Torah. The Omer Lisha, someone says to a woman, Hare Magudashas Leah, Manasha in Lichalai, Sher Ksus Fona, I'll marry you on condition that you cannot have a claim on me of food, clothing, and physical relationship, intimacy. Hare Zim Kudashas or Tanai Batos. Makudashas, it works, but your Tanai is Batos. He can't go and go against what the Torah says. Divri Rebbe Meir, as like Zagreb Meir, Behuda Omer, Bidvarv Shamamon Tanai Kaim. If it has something to do with money, right, like for example, the food and the clothing that it is Mekayim, according to Yehuda, the father can be able to give it over to whoever he chooses when it comes to Mamon. So it goes against, clearly, our mission doesn't go with him. So it's going off field to Rabbi Yehuda. You say it's it goes with Rabbi Yehuda. Because Hasam Yadav Kamachla, there in the rights that the woman knew of the rights, which she was Mocha then by accepting it. Hachalo Kamachla, but over here, the son, is like any, he's not being Mocha over here, this is Yerusha. Therefore, it's going against Torah law, and it does not work. But if they were to be mochel, then taka would work. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm a ish ploni b'ni b'chori. Who, if someone says ploni, this guy Bob is my firstborn son. No to pishnaim, then he takes pishnaim, because of the father says. If he says ish ploni b'chori, who, if he says ploni is a b'chor, and a lot of pishnaim, he doesn't take pishnaim. Dilma Bukhur de Imakam. It means it's the mother's Bukhur. He has five wives, and the Bukhur only goes according to his Bukhur, not according to the mother's. Hahuda Selekabi de Rabbi Barachan Amarle Muchzakani Bazeshu Bukhur. I am Muchzak. I'm certain about this person that he's a Bukhur. Amarle. So he said to him, Minayadad, how do you know? Vahavakarle Avu Avucha Sikhla. What do you say? Because he called his son a foolish firstborn? That's why, because in fact he called him such a thing. Dilma, right? Bechor Shaita, says Rashi Rishbam. Dilma may be Bechor De'ima, maybe again, it's Bechor of the mother. The whole Bechor De'ima, Nami Bechor Sichla Karulei, because even the firstborn of the mother, a foolish one, is called like that. So the son, got to bring a riot for this. Ahuda Asa L'Kabidav Chanina, Amarlein, he says to him, Muxakani Bezeh, Shu Bechor. I'm certain about this particular person, he's a Bechor. How do you know? He says to him, because when people had come to the son's father and they had a problem with their eye, you'd say to them, go to my son, Shechaz. Right? That was a name. The Bechor, because he's the firstborn son, and his saliva can heal. Right? So he brought that as a raya. Therefore, you allowed him to give a double inheritance because of that. V'dilma bruch de'imo, says the Gemara, maybe it's the bruch de'imo, and therefore there should be no raya. No, k'mirei, the bruch de'ablin masiruke. The father's saliva, the father's firstborn is going to help him. Bruch de'imo lo masiruke. His saliva is not going to help. Therefore, he knew it had to be that it was a father's firstborn. Okay, now we get to some pretty interesting cases. Amar of Ami, tumtum shenikro v'nimsa zachar. A tumtum, or someone who is a tumtum and androgynous. And tumtum is someone who is born and his private parts are covered over in a way that you have to like cut open to see what it is. Tumtum shenikro, you rip it open v'nimsa zachar, you find it is a zachar, it's a boy. And another mishnah, it does not think about her. And Stamakra, Pasuk says, v'hoya ben b'chor l'sniya. And it will be the firstborn son of the hated one, ache ben mishas havai. Is to be considered a son at the time that he comes to the world, and it's clear like that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, af eino nidon ki ben sorer more, is not going to be considered a ben sorer umore. Stamakra, Pasuk says, ki yiyeh l'ish ben sorer more, ache ben mishas havai. You have to be clear that it is a son from the time that it is born. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.